Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's take a look now at that decision by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to make it tougher and in some cases illegal to bring killed lions as trophies into the U.S. It's a decision inspired by Cecil, the African lion killed by an American trophy hunter 5 months ago in Zimbabwe. You'll remember there was an outcry after that. Vicky Croak covers all things animal for us. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Robin.
So what is this new ruling and what does it mean in practical terms?
Well, we learned during the uproar over Cecil that something like half of the lion trophies, maybe more, bagged in Africa come here to the United States. And a number of conservation groups have been petitioning the U.S. government to provide stricter protections for these animals. So the Fish and Wildlife Service has done just that, granting lions protections of the Endangered Species Act, splitting them into two subspecies in different regions and making the protections for one even stricter than for the other, one endangered and one threatened. I spoke to Dr. Luke Hunter. He's the president of Panthera. That's the global wildcat conservation organization. Mm-hmm. He said this ruling is a sea change, and he explained the two classifications.
For the endangered ones, this ruling almost certainly prohibits an American trophy hunter being able to bring back a trophy from the endangered population, so the populations in Western Central Africa. That trophy hunting there, I think, essentially will now be prohibited for American hunters. But for populations in Southern and East Africa, which will be listed as threatened, that's where the determination says they will have to show conservation benefits. So, in other words, it's now going to be the responsibility of the hunter or the hunting industry to be able to demonstrate that the benefits that they often claim, such as, you know, revenue going into conservation or increased protection of an area, these things they'll actually have to be able to prove rather than just claim.
So, Vicky, as we know, hunters have always said that they do play this good role in animal conservation. We just heard some of the things that they say. So what has been the reaction to this decision that they're not going to have to prove that? What are hunting groups saying?
They're not happy with it, and they've got a different take on it entirely, as you say. They say that their hunting helps fund conservation. It helps lions. And conservationists here are saying they simply are going to have to prove that now.
Right, that they do that. Well, meanwhile, talk about lions. The population has been declining over several decades. How many are there in Africa today?
Well, we think we're down to about 20,000. There are healthier numbers in some places rather than others, but all around conservationists fear that in the next decades, we could see the number drop even to just 10,000, cut in half.
Yeah, Africa is a huge continent. We just, you know, 10,000 sounds like a lot, but it's not.
No.
No. And we see that there are a lot of airlines that aren't willing to transport lion trophies, and countries like France are banning their importation across the board. So here we have this U.S. ruling. Not quite either of those things, but, you know, coming close. So do you think that lions will be safer in 2016 than 2015?
We hope so. I certainly hope so. But when I spoke with Luke Hunter about that, he pointed out that hunting is just one threat that these animals face. There are other overwhelming threats like massive habitat loss and retaliatory killing and poisoning of lions by local people who farm or herd animals. And there's always poaching. In fact, he says that these other threats take the lives of 10 times as many lions than hunting does in a given year.
Well, and just briefly, you also said that you've spoken to people who say, you know, the other bans might be the good thing that came from Cecil's death.
I think it's a big step, and I keep hearing from people this morning that if any good can come from the death of Cecil, it's that this awareness has been raised. And I think it's regular people out there whose outrage fueled this quicker action.
Right, did have a result. Vicky Croak covers all things animal for Here and Now. Vicky, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.